For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. You can text or call that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend, Kennedy.
Yeah?
What'd you get into over the weekend?
Oh, well, I saw Casino Guy for the first time in about a million years, and that was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had two birthday parties on Saturday.
Oh.
So my girlfriend Erica was in town from Florida, and so, you know, a lot of people who were friends with her when she lived here got together, which was really nice to see everybody. And then Dow had her birthday, and I went over to her parents' house to say hello to her, and that was lovely.
I saw a video that Annie Dow posted for her birthday, and it was her trying to hit some sort of pinata.
It was a pinata.
But what she didn't know is that the people that were holding the pinata on the deck above her kept pulling it out of the way every time she went. So she would touch it, it would be there. And then when she'd go to swing, they'd quickly pull it up out of the way. And I was dying. I watched the video like 15 times.
Shenanigans.
Well, I don't know if you saw the end, but the end was where it just got knocked off and didn't open. So she just beat it to death until all the nips came out.
I was going to say, what was in the pinata? McGillicuddy nips?
And then she hand-delivered me a Fireball one because I was sitting up with the olds. So, yeah. And then yesterday, I went over to King's in a legacy place to meet with Sarah and her family and all of her friends. And we bowled, and it was awesome. We had the best time. They did it up for us. They had this whole buffet of, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, pizza and apps and drinks, you know, all the sodas and stuff.
Right.
And we bowled two games. I am really bad at bowling, but...
What was your best score?
I don't, to be quite frank with you, I don't even know. Because it took an hour to do each game because there were, you know, so many of us.
Right.
But you just get to talking with people and you're like, oh, is it my turn? Is it my turn? So we weren't like... I wasn't that competitive. I think they might have been.
Who do you think you are? I am.
Sarah, on the other hand, was a damn ringer.
Oh, yeah?
She just kept hitting strikes and hitting spares. She was awesome. So I just want to say thanks to everybody who came out. I really enjoyed meeting all of you. It meant a lot.
No,
your nails are still intact. That's good.
Still intact. We double checked. Yes.
Thank you for filling in for me. I appreciate that, Kennedy. I do appreciate that. Corey from Medford was going to Comic-Con this weekend. How did it go?
Comic-Con was awesome.
Who did you meet, or did you pay for any photos?
So, yeah, I actually paid for Lindsay Wagner and Lee Majors, who played the Bionic Woman in the $6 Million Man's photos.
Yeah.
And I got a selfie with Lindsay Wagner.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, yeah, that was a bit of money, but, you know, you only see some of these people once. So, yeah, shell out. And we had a few listeners stop by the Starfleet table to say hi and took a few pictures with people.
Oh, were you charging for photos? You could have made some money.
Oh, good God, no. My pics are always free.
You were taking pictures with fans, Corey?
I was taking pictures with fans. People were coming up saying hi. I was told that basically any time I went to go get a soda or something, someone would come up to the table looking for me.
I just love that. I love our listeners and how we've been. It happened at the ice cream social.
Yeah, more people wanted pictures with him than us, Kennedy.
Yeah, and I'm okay. And I'm perfectly fine with that.
The legend of Corey from Medford Gross.
You are a good human being, my friend.
I love that.
Oh, that's good stuff. Thanks, Corey. We hope you have a great week. Carolyn is from Milford. What did you get into over the weekend, Carolyn?
I was actually at Rhode Island Comic Con, and I did see Corey.
Hey!
You were one of the fans!
But, yeah, I actually texted you guys a photo this morning, because he's like, oh, you got to send that into the radio station.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
We can't get pictures on the
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately, we can't get access to this.
But,
who did you meet, or who did you get a photo with besides Corey from Medford?
I met John Cleese, and I scared him, not intentionally.
Okay.
But I do cosplay, and so I had been working on my Beetlejuice cosplay for a very long time. I was in line for John Cleese. He had turned around for a minute when the woman waved me over to his table, and so he turned back around. I'm standing there, and he just went, ah! And it was Real enough that security started walking over to his table. He had to tell them, no, she just startled me.
Oh, my gosh. They were ready to toss you.
He's 85, Carolyn. You could have killed him.
Please don't bother Mr. Cleese. Thank you.
But he was lovely. One that I met that's more for Dan and Kennedy, I met Alex Brightman, who was Beetlejuice on Broadway.
Wow. Oh. I'm so glad you had a good time. It seems like such an interesting place to be.
You guys, Kennedy and Dan especially, I think you guys would have so much fun. You have to come some year.
I know. One of these days, I will do it.
All right. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Stephanie's from Mansfield, and she went to the big event at the TD Garden, right, for Comics Come Home?
I sure did.
And did it deliver, as it always does, I believe?
It delivered like it does every year. We go every year. We're part of, my family's part of the Cam Neely Foundation.
Oh, wow.
Fundraising. Yeah, we love it. They killed it this year.
How much money do they raise for this event? I can't even
they
imagine.
They have raised over $35 million for cancer research.
Wow.
That is
amazing. And over 17,000 families have stayed at the Cam Neely House.
Hmm. Who was your favorite comedian?
Well, I've always been a Dennis Leary fan. He's very naughty.
Right. Oh, that whole show.
If you don't get offended, don't listen to Dennis Leary. That's what I say.
He has a song called I'm a Blank
Hole. Yes, he does. He sang that. He sings it at the end of the show.
And I resemble half of those remarks. Yeah.
The lineup was crazy this year. Bill Burr was there.
Bill Burr was amazing.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yes.
Well, thanks for calling.
They were nice and offensive, which is, you know, how we like our comedy. But
I hear you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
That is so good. We dialed it in for Friday night, Kennedy. We just ordered some sushi that we love to do from Assembly, and we watched Interstellar. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, I love that movie. That could be like a top 10 sci-fi movie for me.
Yeah.
So it's Matthew McConaughey and Jessica Chastain.
I know. It's been a
young Timothy Chalamet is in it.
It's been many a Campy Kennedy question, and every time it's different.
I just love that movie, but it is like 17 hours long.
Yeah.
But thanks to you for covering for me yesterday. I spent Saturday and Sunday on the crossfields all across the Commonwealth.
As one does.
Yes, yes. And Barrett was awesome. His team's played awesome. He's having a really good season. So that was kind of fun, but that was about it.
Nobody got thrown out.
Nobody, no, it was a
boring.
Pretty low key. I didn't see anybody get thrown out. No drama.
All the parents were on their P's and Q's.
Because they knew Carson was there and we'd talk about it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yesterday
we're
was
doing the Lord's work over
yesterday
here.
Was just so cold. Like, it was 30 something degrees by the time we left the fields last night at UMass Amherst. I think everybody was just trying.
I didn't get thrown out. I just sort of go sit in my car.
It
in
was
the heat.
so cold.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.